Good day and welcome. I'd like to begin with a simple question. Have you ever noticed that two people can experience almost exactly the same circumstances and yet experience completely different lives? One person loses a job and eventually says, "Looking back, that turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me." Another person loses the same job and carries the bitterness for years. Two people experience a painful divorce. One eventually rebuilds a meaningful life. The other continues reliving the hurt long after the relationship has ended. Two business owners face the same economy. One sees possibilities, the other sees only obstacles. How can that be? Is one person simply luckier, smarter, more disciplined, more spiritual? I don't believe so. I think something much deeper is happening. For many years, I believe the biggest question in personal development was, how can I change my life? It's the question I heard in seminars. It's the question I heard from coaching clients. It's the question I ask myself. How do I create more abundance? How do I become more clear, calm, and confident? How do I create more freedom in my life? How do I improve my relationships? How do I finally create the life I know I'm capable of living? They're all good questions, but over time I began to suspect they weren't the first question. They were actually the second question. The first question is, from what level am I experiencing my life? You may be wondering what I mean by level. We'll explore that together in just a few minutes. But for now, think of your level as your habitual way of seeing your life. The place your thoughts naturally return to. The perspective you live from most of the time. We'll unpack that together. But the first question is, from what level am I experiencing my life? That one question quietly changed everything for me. Like many people, I've spent years studying personal development. I've read hundreds of books. I've attended seminars. I've listened to remarkable teachers. I've studied psychology, spirituality, success principles, neuroscience, quantum theory, and human behavior. And I learned something valuable from every one of them. But something continued to puzzle me. Two people could read the exact same book, attend the exact same seminar, listen to the exact same teacher, and create completely different lives. Why? If information alone created change, they should have experienced similar results. But they didn't. And that's when I realized. The information wasn't creating the difference. Something underneath the information was. I think that's one of the reasons so many sincere people become discouraged. They've done the work. They've read the books. They've watched the videos. They've listened to the podcast. They've filled journals with goals and affirmations. And yet there's still a quiet question in the background. Why isn't this changing my life? If you've ever asked yourself that question, I want you to know something. I don't think you're broken. I don't think you're incapable. And I certainly don't think you've failed. I think you may simply be trying to create a different life from the same familiar level of awareness that has been creating your life for a long time. You may be trying to change something on the surface that is being controlled by the current running underneath the surface. It's a little like trying to steer a boat while ignoring the current underneath it. The current usually wins. And if that's true, then learning another strategy isn't the answer. Understanding the level from which you're living becomes the answer. That's what this experience is about. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm not here to tell you who you are. And I'm certainly not here to put you in a box. Instead, I'd like to offer you a simple framework that has helped many people begin to understand themselves in a completely different way. As you listen over the next hour or so, I don't want you to try to memorize the model for the four levels. I don't want you wondering which level is best. I simply want you to notice yourself. Notice what feels familiar. Notice what surprises you. Notice the moments when you quietly think, "That's me." Because those moments of recognition are far more valuable than memorizing a model. As you move through this experience, you'll probably discover something that surprises you. You may find that you operate from different levels in different areas of your life. That's completely normal. This isn't about placing yourself into a category. It's about honestly recognizing the patterns that shape your experience today. Because once we can see something clearly, we can begin choosing differently. And that's where I'd like to begin. Before we end this conversation, I'd like you to open your recognition guide and turn to the page for conversation one. Take a moment to reflect on the question you'll find there. Write whatever stood out most to you. Don't worry about writing a lot. One honest sentence is often enough. There are no right or wrong answers. This isn't a test. There is no grading system. It's simply an opportunity for you to become curious about yourself. When you're ready, return and we'll continue to our next conversation, where we explore the first level.